Good morning, children. It's a privilege for me to be here to read God's word for you, with you, and together. Open your Bibles to 1 John 4, 7-11, and let's read that together before I tell you a story. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. And the story I'm going to read for you today is called Ugly Brown Shoes. The first day of school always made Alice nervous, but today was the worst ever because her family had recently moved to a new town. She smiled shyly at a couple of girls. One nodded toward Alice's feet and mouth, "Weird." The other rolled her eyes. They turned their backs and giggled. Alice shifted her backpack and limped to her locker. "The kids are already making fun of my shoes," she thought. "What will they say when they notice the way I walk?" A girl with long, dark curls pulled back in a ponytail, pushed a pile of gym clothes into the locker next to Alice's. "Hi," she said. "You must be new here." "My name's Jade." "Hi, Jade," Alice's voice squeaked. "I'm Alice." "Want to stop at the library with me?" asked Jade. She slammed her locker door and started down the hall. When Alice limped behind Jade, slowed to her pace, she glanced down at Alice's shoes. "Hurt your feet?" she asked. "I was born with crooked feet," Alice explained, "but I had surgery on them 2 months ago. The doctor says if I wear these ugly orthopedic shoes for a year, my feet should be okay." To her relief, Jade simply smiled and nodded. As the days went by, Jade continued to treat Alice as a friend. But several other kids did not. One day, as the two walked down the hall, a classmate pointed at Alice's shoes and said, "Ew, look at those ugly brown shoes." Heads turned and several kids snickered. "What's your problem?" Jade asked the gawking kids. "Alice had an operation on her feet. Her shoes are like a cast. They're helping them heal." The hallway fell silent and the kids scattered. "Thanks, Jade," said Alice as they moved on. "But won't kids make fun of you now that you're sticking up for me?" "Maybe," said Jade, "but I'm a Christian, so I want to be kind even when others are mean, because that's what Jesus is like. Besides, you're my friend." She grinned. "After school, let's see if our mums will let us go shopping for the brightest shoelaces we can find. So bright those kids will notice them instead of your shoes. I'll get some too." "Don't you think friends ought to wear matching shoelaces?" Show God's love to everyone. So our verse then says, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. 1 John 4, verse 11. Do you stick up for someone other kids laugh at? Or do you join in? When you're tempted to do that, think about God's great love for you. Like everyone, you are a sinner, but God loves you so much he gave his Son, Jesus, to take the punishment for every bad thing you do. Show his love to others by being kind, especially to those who are often looked down upon. Thanks, kids.